Hi, and welcome back to part two of our community spotlight, highlighting the Children's Skin Disease Foundation. I am joined by the lovely Francesca Tenconi and a very beautiful family that has attended Camp Wonder. Francesca, why don't you introduce our Camp Wonder family?
Yes, thank you, Jen. Well, really excited to be here today with Michaela, who was a camper at 14 and is now a beloved counselor at Camp Wonder, and her mom, Diana. I've known both of them for a while, and really inspirational story, really empowering people to hear from. And I'm really excited that you all get to hear their story as well.
Well, let's start right from there. Michaela, why don't you tell us your story?
Hi, I'm Michaela. I'm 20 years old. I have had severe atopic dermatitis, nummular dermatitis, and seborrheic eczema since I was born. Growing up with eczema has been challenging at times, having bad flares to where I can't move, and it makes it very difficult to stand and walk and just do, you know, everyday activities. Has been very challenging at times. But thankfully, with treatment, it's been much better the last couple of years.
That's so challenging. But thankfully, the atopic dermatitis space has really exploded in terms of treatments. Really, just in the last month or so, we're seeing a lot of new treatments coming to market. But growing up with such limited options, I'm sure it was really, really hard.
Oh, yeah, it was challenging. You know, we try one thing and then that wouldn't work, try the next thing, and then eventually we'd cycle back to the same things over and over just to kind of get some relief.
And Brianna, as a mother, that has got to be absolutely excruciating, watching your child go through this pain and frustration and having no answers.
So, you know, doctors, dermatologists, trying to research, trying to find products, even trying to make our own products, trying to find treatments that would work, you know, all the bandages and the wet bandages and the not being able to sleep and how that affects your learning and how it affects your school and your moods and all of that. And, you know, at the very beginning, Michaela's quiet and shy and withdrawn. But she has definitely come into her own skin, basically.
Yeah. So tell me about that. Tell me about what led you to Camp Wonder.
So one day I was watching the news and Wonder Run was on, and I heard it's a camp for kids with skin conditions. So after some convincing, I asked my parents to take me out, and that's when I was introduced to Christine and Francesca and so many other people from camp.
It was just so, it took convincing as we just kept trying to tell her, and she doesn't really ask for much. And so it was kind of odd that she was very persistent, and I am very glad that she was, because we told her the run's going to be over by the time we get there. And she goes, "It's okay. I just want to see what it's all about." And quickly just saw other kids with skin diseases, and to see Michaela, you know, because it was cold. And so to see her, you know, lift her sleeve and compare her arm to another child's arm, or, you know, lift your shirt up and, you know, they're looking at each other's skin. And I'm like, who is this person? Who is this child? And so I'm trying to find out more information, and she's just at ease and having fun, and I believe it was Miss Christine, who she had by the hand, and she came and brought her, and she said, "Okay, tell her about camp." And then she goes and runs off with a couple of people that she had just met. And I'm looking at my husband and going, okay, one of us has to like be after her. Like, we don't know these people. And so he was, and I spoke to Miss Christine, and she told me all about camp. And as soon as she told me it was in California, I just kind of shut off and like just said, okay, this is not going to be something that she's going to be able to do. And Michaela exchanged all the information, exchanged numbers and everything, got the application. And then I still thought it's not going to happen because she has to apply. And But anyway, so it all came to fruition, and she just was able to, we applied thinking that I'm not sending her, but I'm going to let her just fill it all out. And I just kept telling myself, I can't let her go somewhere that I'm not going to be. I can't let her go with people that I don't know. And the more research we did, the easier it got. But I think for us, one of the things that we asked were there any other kids going from here? Because Michaela had never flown. There just had never really been away from home without one of her parents or a sibling being with her. So that was a big challenge, but it came. I mean, they were able to find, I mean, and we're talking last minute, like down to the wire.
It was like a week before camp.
Right. That we found another, they found another camper through the same dermatologist office. Mm-hmm. And they were able to fly together. And so we got together and we got the girls together so that we could meet. And then that morning of, it was really early, and we met and had breakfast with us. And, you know, I'm just like beside myself, am I going to allow her to get on this plane? And bless their hearts, I know there must have been, you know, 100 emails on or texts about, you know, I need your number. I need to know what you look like. I need to know who's going to be there. Is somebody going to let me know when she gets off the plane? She has the phone.
Yeah, and thankfully, getting off the plane, there was Miss Christine and a couple of the ladies wearing these bright orange Camp Wonder t-shirts. Kind of hard to miss.
Yeah, so she was at ease, and I'm trying to say, take a picture. Let me know that you're with the right person. How do you know? I said, Mom, they're wearing Camp Wonder t-shirts. And I was like, anybody can have a Camp Wonder. Mom, okay. And so I don't know, but they just took care of her. But I did get a lot of texts, or I sent a lot of texts, and they did take some pictures, proof of life, you know, because I was the worry person and going, I need to know she's okay. Yeah, she is. I said, but I need to talk to her. And they're like, we promise if, you know, she's okay. And so they did take some pictures and they sent them to me and they said, it's okay. Because one of the things is, and I think they are right. They were right at the time. So I didn't realize that she wasn't going to have her phone. And so that was hard, but they kept in touch with me and they did send pictures. And she seemed like just having the time of her life. And I'm stalking, you know, the social media networks and trying to say, oh my God, there she is. Okay, she's okay.
Yeah.
She's okay.
So Francesca, I see you nodding and smiling. This must be a very common thing that you hear from parents, especially if it's the first time. So how do you ease those concerns for families?
Absolutely. A lot of our kids, their first year, same as Michaela, have never been on a plane, have never been away from the parents. And it's completely understandable to have anxiety. And, you know, you're putting your child on a plane, sending your child to people that you've never met, to a place you've never been to. It would make any parent anxious. So we completely understand. My mom is the travel person. We're a family organization. And she is the travel person because she gets it. She was a mom at one point that put a child on a plane that had special, you know, I had health issues and, you know, didn't know where I was going. And so she understands, and she's the one, that's why she's the one that talks to the moms and talks to the parents and says she can completely get it from where they're coming from. So they do have Camp Wonder shirts. We're well known at the airport. And it is, it's, you know, we understand and completely work with the kids and work with the parents. And our philosophy is we do everything we can to get the kids there. So we put them on the same plane, or we make sure that the parents meet beforehand. Sometimes we'll have an older camper that will also be on the same plane, and they can also, you know, talk to the kids and say, I've been there before. We have a great relationship with Southwest, and they take care of the kids so well. So they give them stuff. So the kids think they're having a great time. But we understand the anxiety, and we do everything we can just to make sure that the kids feel comfortable, the parents feel comfortable, because, you know, we want them to come to camp. We want them as part of the Camp Wonder family. And it's very interesting to hear that Michaela is shy, because that is not a side of Michaela that we've seen. The one that we know is the one I see right now on screen, just smiling and bubbly and kind and outgoing and energetic, and just such a great example also to the younger kids and to her campers in her cabin of strength and, you know, openness. She's very open about her skin disease. So we get to see that side of her at Camp Wonder.
And Michaela, tell me, how did that change for you? Like when you, so you get to Camp Wonder for the first time and what happens?
So coming to camp for the first time, you know, we get off the shuttle, we go into the dining hall. And then as soon as, I remember as soon as I turned the corner for the first time, like all of those emotions, all the nerves just like instantly vanished. And like, I knew this was home. This is where I was supposed to be.
So you really felt that family connection right away.
It was instant.
And is that the safety of that connection? Is that sort of what drew you out and helped you kind of find your voice?
Oh, definitely. The feeling, like that whole magical family feeling that, you know, we get at camp, definitely it was very empowering. And it definitely brought me out of my shell and said, hey, if these kids can do what they're doing, then I can do it too. And I won't let it hold me back.
It was great to watch the transformation. It was very eye-opening for me as a parent to be able to see her come back and just not, you know, hold back wearing shorts. If she had a whole outbreak, face, neck, arms, whatever normally was always covered. She just learned to be able to just talk to people if people looked at her. You know, she'd tell them, I'm not contagious. This is what I have. You know, it does get better. Same with friends, that kind of thing. You know, she had some bullying done, you know, at a younger age and stuff. And she was able to find her voice and just be able to just talk about it. And being able to try to educate people. And, you know, for the ones that want to learn, then great. And for the ones that don't, you just move on. You know, to see her, you know, in high school and come back and then just join, you know, different organizations and being able to get up there when you have, you know, a whole flair and you're talking, you know, to, you know, 1,000 people in the audience because she had some leadership roles. And not be concerned about it and not, you know, being the girl that doesn't have makeup on. And she was okay and being able to stand tall and just being okay in her skin basically is what helped her learn at Camp Wonder, because she saw herself in these people. And also there's a lot of other skin diseases that are much worse. So you do feel that part of I'm okay. They're okay. I'm okay. And I think, I mean, I've never myself been to camp, but just to be able to hear what and how things are talked about. They have speakers that come in and talk about their own stories that helps them, and they're successful and doing whatever they're doing. And I think that also helps them as well. But I think for me to be able to hear her when she talks about her, the stories are that the connection is that a lot of the counselors are kids that have been to camp and kids that have had those ailments. And they can honestly say, I know where you're at. I know it seems bad right now, but I know where you're at. And I think that kind of connection really helps because like you can go and do other things, but when you're the only one that is experiencing this, it's hard to be able to see. But once you're there and everybody's got, you're just like everybody else pretty much. And there's some people worse. And they're handling it. There's some people that are better. And you know, okay, there's hope for me at the end of the tunnel. Maybe someday I'll be there. I wish that all kids that had skin diseases could have a place because I think it does make a difference.
So talk to me, Michaela, a little bit about what inspired you to want to come back as a counselor.
See,
we told her she had to. That's right. You can answer politely. We said, you are coming back as a counselor. We didn't really give her an option out because we knew.
Okay, fair enough.
Knew she would be a good counselor. We knew she would do exactly what she does, which is take care of the kids, but inspire the kids. So, you know, we were kind of bossy and didn't give her a chance, but I'll also let her answer the question.
Yeah, Francesca is right. I did get an email a couple of days after camp saying, hey, we want you back as a CIT or counselor in training. And additionally, you know, seeing other counselors who had been campers and then came back was really inspiring. Like, hey, I want to be like them when I get older. And like, I want to instill that same hope in future campers like they did to me.
It's been great to be able to see the circle, but to see the excitement. Like, she came and brought that email and she's just like, here, read this. And I was like, I read it and I guess I wasn't enthusiastic enough. And she goes, did you read it? I said, yeah. And she was like, this is a big deal. I get to go back. It's like, they don't ask like everybody and not everybody gets to come back and not everybody. And I was just like, oh, okay. So, you know, I didn't know. So I didn't give her the reaction that I was like, okay, yay.
You know, so the parents don't often realize what a big deal it is, but it is a big deal. You know, it is. It's something that we know the ones that are special. And from the moment we met Michaela, I wanted to run. We knew she was special. So we like to say that we steal the kids and we steal the adults. And, you know, we will continue to steal them from future on. I think one thing that is very inspirational about Michaela is the way she does. There's such a positivity about that surrounds her. You know, I think one of our missions is we don't talk about skin disease at camp. It's not something we focus on, but it's the reason why our kids are there. And so we like to highlight that and say, look, your skin disease has not, it's part of you. It doesn't define you, but it's part of you, but it's also what allows you to come to camp. So, you know, there's that positive spin on, I have a skin disease and because of it, I'm allowed to come to camp. We have had a couple siblings that don't have skin disease that have asked their parents if they could have skin disease so that they could come to Camp Wonder. So we like that, you know, having a skin disease is a positive reason why you're part of our Camp Wonder family and you will always be part of our Camp Wonder family. And we will keep you as part of the Camp Wonder family.
Yeah. So I kind of just want to focus on something that you said, Francesca, because I know we talked about this in part one in our interview, but I do think it's really important. And I definitely want to have Michaela's perspective as well. Is one of the hallmarks of your program is the fact that it is not designed as a support program. You're not running this as an emotional support group. This is a place where kids can come, be kids, let their hair down, participate in activities that maybe they have never participated in before. And it's really just being about a kid. So Michaela, what was that experience like for you? Did you have an expectation that there was going to be some sort of like, you know, circle time talking about our skin? Or what was it like for you when you got there and realized that maybe that wasn't the case?
Well, I didn't really know what to expect when I got to camp. You know, I knew it was a camp for kids with skin conditions. That's really all I knew. I didn't know anything about the activities or what all it included.
It just happened.
Yeah.
I think it just, the emphasis is being a kid. And I think with kids, you always get that show and tell. And this is me and this is what I, you know, whatever it is. And I don't know. I've never been, but I gather that, you know, you get there and you can see. And so, you know, for Michaela, it's not something that she brings up unless, you know, she's either being stared at or hears the talking, you know, the whispers or whatever. And now she was able to be empowered because she's not the only one. And she knows she's not the only one. And so she, you know, came back with this, I don't even know how to describe it, but this force. I mean, she ended up getting literature from an eczema foundation and distributed all to all the nurses at her district.
Wow.
Just so that they're aware, because I mean, you deal with so much, you know, ask for donations, of course, Cetaphil, you know, being one of them. So she just came back. And I think like, it's not even a support group. without saying it's just kids coming together, but because they have this similarity, it's kind of like if you go to a horse camp, you know, everybody rides horses. And so you talk about what kind of horse you ride, or, you know, are you barrel racing? Or are you whatever? And so kids just talk about, well, this is what I have. And you just go on, and things that you thought you were never going to be able to do.
The kids talk about whatever they want to talk about, and we don't force anything upon them. Whatever they talk about is whatever happens. You know, if they want to talk about, you know, hey, I go play video games on the weekend, you know, that's what they want to talk about. We give them that freedom and that sense of community so that they don't have to worry about anything than just being a kid.
That empowerment, I think, of course, different levels for different kids. Some kids are already innate that already have that. Some kids just like Michaela, who was, I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, people that didn't know her when she was younger. I mean, you know, kinder, first grade, second grade, third grade, and the quietest kid in class. Not that you'd forget about her, but she just was. And it was just, you know, and then to be able to come and do this and be able to see this and then just say, okay, this is me and I'm okay. And let's move on. I've seen her doing the rock climbing and the leap of faith or whatever it's called, where you jump that thing. I was like, that was terrifying, but she did it. And so, you know, things that she thought she would never get an opportunity to do, and, you know, having people encourage her. And so now to see her being able to do that for other kids. And so she was able to find her passion there. She wants, you know, she studied to be a teacher. You know, there are a lot of parts that go to it, but Camp Wonder has a big part in that.
I think the support group part is, you know, again, it speaks to the staff that we have that create this safe space where if the kids want to talk about it, they can. If they don't want to talk about it, they don't have to. And again, going back to it, you know, it's something that someone like Michaela provides for the kids, that safe space to talk when they want to, how they want to, for how much they want to. And then also support them in activities, because a lot of our kids, their knee-jerk reaction is, I can't do that. I can't do that. And then you have someone like Michaela that can say, well, I didn't think I could do it either. But then I did leap of faith. As terrifying as it was, you know, but it's a lot of it, you know, horseback riding, even prom, dancing, you know, getting out on a dance floor. A lot of kids are glued against the wall for the first 20 minutes and then their counselors bring them out. So it's just it really speaks to what the staff does for the kids the week of camp. And also, you know, how we keep utilizing. So I did not know that Michaela wanted to be a teacher. I think that is the perfect job for her. And we will put that to use in the future. So that's something that we'll use at Camp Wonder. I think, you know, a teacher is just the perfect profession for Michaela, who is kind and compassionate and caring, and has so much empathy for, you know, for everybody that she'll come into contact with.
And this wisdom, there's this wisdom about you, Michaela, that I can really sense that you have this very empathetic approach to life and to these conversations, you know, however big or small. And there's so much wisdom in that. And it's such a calming, there's a calming sense about you. I think you are going to be a fantastic teacher as well.
Right? Yes. You're very astute, Jen. We pair the counselors to complement each other. She is the calming one in the group. So
yeah, I can tell she is. And that's, but she's wonderful. But Diana, there's a lot that you had to do with that. And knowing you a long time, that's a lot of parenting is in there.
It takes a lot, because I grew a lot too when I let her go. And I think that allowing her to go and spread her wings without mama being there,
I think it was a lot of growth for both of us.
I think she said that very well. Because she wouldn't go anywhere. If I wasn't going, she wasn't going to go. Yeah. And so I think her persistence.
Yeah, and a huge relief, not just, you know, to me and my mom, to a lot of other parents, is the medical staff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that alone is reassurance for a lot of the parents that I meet. You know, like, hey, my kid takes XYZ meds at this time. And then that's when they're introduced to, you know, the medical staff on site.
Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, I kept in my head, we kept pulling and we can't send her. Like, we can't. No, like, these are trained professionals that's what they do for a living. They went to med school, or they're going to med school, or they're nurses and they went to nursing school. And so that in itself helped as well. But I don't think either one of us, I think her growth helped me grow and to be able to trust her and know, okay, she can take care of herself and she can do this. And, you know, she was the one that's like, it's okay, Mom. It's okay. Sometimes you can't see the tree from the forest. And so it was great to be able to see Francesca and Miss Christine, to be able to see these qualities in her, and her to be able to see that growth has been a gift.
So before we end, Michaela, what is one thing that you would tell somebody who is struggling with their skin disease and has just discovered Camp Wonder as an opportunity, but there's worry and fear? What would you tell that person?
I know you're nervous about going to camp, but there is community and there is a family that will always love you and support you no matter what. You may have good days and bad days, but no matter what, Camp Wonder will be there to support you.
I love that sense of telling somebody, look, you're already loved at this place. You haven't even been here yet, but you are already loved. And that is truly, truly impactful. So, okay, Diana, what is one thing you would tell a nervous parent?
Ask questions. Get the answers that you need to be able to send your child. It is a decision that you will not regret. You know, my questions and answers that I needed for me were for me, but the people that run the camp are there to answer. They've heard it, but you need to ask whatever questions you need to ask, and you will know when it's right. But I guarantee you that if you make that leap of faith and send them, it'll be a wonderful experience.
This has been wonderful talking to all of you. But before our final goodbye, please tell me, what is the leap of faith?
Michaela, I'll let you do. I've never done leap of faith.
I don't have that much faith. So I've never done it. I've seen it done, but I've never been ready.
Leap of faith is basically climbing like a giant, pole. Yeah, like a telephone pole. And there's a small platform at the top. And then leap of faith is just jumping off because it's so high off the ground. And like building up the courage and the confidence to make it off.
But you know there is going to be a safe landing.
Right, which in your mind you're thinking no, because you are strapped in, and is there a net? There's not a net where she's at. But
I mean, the safety net is the people holding the rope.
Yes.
Say, so, you climb a tower in a harness, and somebody's holding a rope, and they pull the rope right before you hit the ground. Is that how it works? Or there's like a pit of foam you jump into?
I mean, there's wood chips on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot safer than it sounds, I promise.
It is.
Harnesses are also adaptive. So the ropes courses are all adaptive. So they, you know, we make sure that they're comfortable with your skin. But yeah, it is. It's a leap of faith. And again, I can say everybody has survived the leap of faith. So we're okay.
Yes. I've been around as a camper, then once to show my campers, hey, that's how it is.
Well, thank you all three of you so much for being with Pedra today on our community spotlight. It has been a pleasure highlighting Camp Wonder and the Children's Skin Disease Foundation. The work you're all doing is tremendous, and it's valuable, and it's important, and it's especially important to organizations like Pedra. We are in the trenches on the research, but you're in the trenches with the families, and that is absolutely how we get research into the hands of those who need it most. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
be sure to visit www.csdf.org for more information about how you can become involved with Camp Wonder and how you can support the programming they offer. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube and make sure to like and subscribe to our channel. You can also hear our podcasts on Pedra Pearls, available on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify.